for.
You said that Islam is facing a problem of the technology. I would like to correct you. You should say Muslim, not Islam.
That's
Islam
right.
Islam is on top. Yeah. The problem is Muslim.
Muslim Ummah.
They cannot harm Islam. Islam cannot be harmed. Muslims can, not Islam.
The Muslim Ummah.
Muslim. The problem with the Muslim Ummah again, you know, previously, if you see from the 8th to the 10th century, the Europeans called it the Dark Ages. If you read history of science in the scientific world, 8th to the 10th century, the Europeans called it the Dark Ages.
That's right.
But they failed to realize that the Muslims were so much advanced that time. The amount of advances we made in science and technology, in medicine, in chemistry. If you know father of chemistry, he's a Muslim. Jabir ibn Ayyan. You have many examples, Ibn Sina. And I've given the talk on, I don't want to give that. So Muslims on top of the world. For that time, from the 8th to the 10th century, if you wanted to know science, you had to learn Arabic as a language. It was the international language that time, the best language. That time, the Muslims were close to Quran and Sunnah. Therefore, we were on top of the world. Today, we have gone away from Quran and Sunnah, therefore we are at the bottom of the world.